Well, our affairs are simple. We have spoken to Barnier, and we've had engagement with Tusk, and we've spoken to Verhofstadt. And when you listen to those people, they all say the same thing, that Europe will seek to protect the integrity of the EU. And what that means in simple language is that they will not allow anything to come into the EU that's against EU rules, whether it be hormone beef or chlorinated chicken, which is the famous ones. And for that reason, if there's a crash out and no deal, there is a very substantial risk of a hard border. And that reality is still there, and people are going to have to face up to that, unfortunately.
And what you're looking at, in effect, is a return to pre-trouble times, really.
Yes. We have put out a press release this morning with an image of roads spiked, and that was common along the border pre-troubles, like this happened in the 50s and the 60s. People had an approved route by which they could travel north-south and south-north. You'll see in the concession pass that I've supplied this morning that was issued in 1969, that was to a lady who was a professional worker. She was a nurse in Dundalk. She had to travel at certain times on an approved route. And as you'll see in the detail of the document, you were not allowed to bring any merchandise. You were only allowed to bring professional or workman's tools. Like, this was very restrictive. There's some of the media reports talk about, that the border was sealed only because of the troubles. That is not true. It was sealed long before any troubles ever happened. And people of my parents' generation can relate stories about clothes and butter and eggs and that being confiscated off people. And it's a fair bit back in our history. If we look at a hard Brexit, those things could well happen again.